Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video I want to talk to you about how many summers have you actually got left?
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan, so I hope you're well. So this conversation arrived because I was in Leeds just a few days ago, flew in just for two nights. Quick in and out just to get to go see everybody that I needed to go see. And during that journey, I went to see a mate of mine called Dave. And you may have heard me speak about Dave before. The old joke, of course, is that you're only ever 9 feet away from a Dave. They're like rats, they're everywhere. So we're having a chat with Dave, and one of the things he brought up was, how many summers have you got left? And he's a little bit older than me, just a few years old, although I call him an old man, but he's only a few years older than me. And he was saying, you know, he's maybe got 20, 25, maybe 30 years left. And then he was thinking about that in terms of summers. So how many summers have you got left? And it was a very interesting conversation, needless to say. And he's actually going yachting in Greece this summer. Because one of the things that he was thinking about was, you know what, if I've only got 20 left, that's not a lot. I need to make every single summer count. And I love that as a concept. For someone like me who loves to plan ahead, loves to think about the future, about what we're going to do. Don't get me wrong, I believe we should live in the present, but you should also plan your future. And then what's worse than that is not just that you might only have 20 or 25 or 30 summers left, you might not have that. What if you've only got 5 summers left? What if you've only got 1 summer left? And obviously, you know, we don't like to be morose on these podcasts, but we do like to be realistic. We do like to challenge the status quo. We like to question what's really going on. Where are we in the world? What's going to happen in life? What's going to happen in death? And I think this stuff is really, really important, because I don't think we have conversations around death necessarily, or conversations around how long have we got left. I kind of feel like people just think we're invincible. I certainly feel immortal. You know, I feel like I'm in a Highlander film. I just feel immortal. But the reality is, we're all getting older. And the amount of time that we've got left available is unknowable. And I think it's worth actually looking at what are you going to do for every summer. Now, of course, I get that we've just had a pandemic. And goodness me, for the last 2 summers, we've done nothing. We ain't gone anywhere. I mean, we were lucky, I guess, because we went to Disneyland in Paris. And we were able to go to Disney Paris because we drove there. We didn't get the plane. We actually drove all that way. It took about 2.5 days. Amazing time. We drove to Disney, we stayed at Centre Parks, and then drove up to Disney every day. So we had the mad, crazy Disney, and then you come back to Centre Parks, and it was really peaceful and very relaxing and very green, and lots of birds tweeting, and it was really, really nice. Really nice summer that we had. But that was just, you know, that was a finite amount of time over summer. Obviously, we live near the sea in the Mediterranean, and so our summer consists of paddle surfing, swimming in the sea. We've got our own swimming pool, a lot of barbecues, playing, me and my wife, we play like Rummy Cubber on the night, or Scrabble or something like that, you know. So we actually make the most of our summers. When it gets to winter, it's a Netflix or an Amazon or a Disney Plus kind of thing, but generally over summer we're out and we're having a lot of fun. But I think this year we're going to change it up a little bit, given, you know, the concept of what if you've only got 20 years left? What if you've only got 20 summers left? And what do you want to do over every summer? So one of the things we're probably going to do is drive into Europe. I mean, we're in Europe. We've just got to drive up to Italy, I think. We'll go from France and then head up north a little bit after Italy, around that kind of area, and go take a look. And that, you know, for this year, for summer, given that we're still in a pandemic, I know the UK thinks the pandemic is over, but we're far from finished with this pandemic, I think. So that's what we're going to do. And actually, we were talking about this year house swapping with a friend of ours who lives in America. I won't say who it is, but some of my friends have done training with this guy, and he I wouldn't say he's famous as such, but he's fairly well known. Anyway, we were talking about house swapping. They come over and stay in our villa for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks near the Med. That's a stepping stone into Europe for them, and then we were going to go stay in their place in Los Angeles, which is pretty cool as well. We were going to do that this year, but we can't because of the pandemic, so we're going to do that next year. And I'm actually at the stage now where I'm thinking, why don't we actually start planning the following year? So if we travel through Europe this year, we go to America next year, the following year, and bear in mind that the, well, she's six now, she's seven now, whatever she is. That kind of ties into what we want to do as well. Do we want to go to Egypt? Do we want to go to Tokyo? Do we want to go to Australia? When is best for that? When do we want to do Disney Florida? And you might be going, yo, Dan, you're absolutely crazy. Why are you planning 5 years ahead? Might get knocked down by a bus tomorrow, as people say. Because you might not get knocked down by a bus. I've said this before, the danger is not dying at 70. The danger is living till you're 100. And you know, this is the problem. People go, well, I've got enough pension, I'll last till I'm 80. What if you last till you're 100? That's the problem. What if you don't get knocked down by a bus and you do live for another 20 or 30 years? Why not plan it now? And if you want the absolute dream holiday of a lifetime in the Maldives, and let's say it's 10 grand, okay? That could be 10 years from now. So I'm turning 50 this year. That could be as I turn 60. That's £1,000 a month. It's about 80 odd pounds. Sorry, £1,000 a year. It's about 80 odd pounds a month. Like, that's really doable to have the dream holiday. A 10 grand holiday, I must imagine, is a dream holiday for most people. Very bright today. That didn't help at all. But I think that the important thing here is to understand that our time is finite. And if you just wake up every day and you hope that something great is going to happen, I think you're going to be left severely disappointed. And if you wake up 1 year and you think you're going to have an amazing summer and there's no planning to it and it's just hope, I'm not convinced, knowing what I know for the last 50 years and my own experience, I just don't think that if you don't plan things, you're not going to get what you want. And most people don't know what they want. And so actually sitting down with a sheet of paper and going, okay, 2023, we're in 2022 now. 2023, what are we going to do for summer? What are the options? And the next year, the next year, the next year. Because what if you only have 20 years left? Or what if you only have 5 years left? I would rather you book the next 5 years and make them amazing than think you've got longer only to discover that you haven't. I mean, imagine that. First of all, imagine you're in a hospital bed about to pop your clogs. The disappointment of not going on that amazing holiday. You need to plan this stuff. This stuff's really important. Oh, it's only summer. We got one next year. We got one year after. How many Christmases have you got left? How many Valentine's Days have you got left? It's Valentine's Day today. I hate Valentine's Days. Even though I'm married, I still hate them. How many Easters have you got? How many birthdays have you got? How many school graduations have you got for your kids? How many grandchildren might you have? It's finite in all shapes and sizes and forms that you can think of. It's completely finite. The moment your grandchild is born, that moment is gone after a split second. I flew over to see my daughter the last couple of days. My daughter's pregnant and she's very young. By the way, not spoken about this much, but my daughter's pregnant, and we've had a rocky relationship, mostly because of the mother and the separation, and just horrific family court situations, and honestly, you don't want to know. Anyway, one of the reasons I went over this weekend was because I wanted to help solidify the relationship that we've got now, because the relationship in May, when a baby comes along, will be different, completely different. And I wanted to help rebuild my relationship with her now, so that when the baby comes in May, the relationship will change and evolve in different ways. But again, we've got this very finite time between now and May. We're in February. We've got 3 months. And I'll be popping back another once or twice, I'm pretty sure, to help go and solidify this relationship we have now. But the point I'm making here is that what we've got, the time we've got left on Earth, is finite. It's 3 months with just me and my daughter, without her having her child, and then it changes, hopefully in positive ways as well. You've got 20 years left, 20 summers left, before you pop your clogs. You might have 30, you might have 40, you might have 50, who knows? But I think now is the time to start planning this stuff so that you don't miss out on these opportunities. Okay, look, interesting one there. Hope you found that useful. We'll catch up with you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latter. Have a good one. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.